everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchDataBackup.com. Today I'll be talking about choosing an online backup provider for your data storage environment. Online data backups and backing up data to an online backup provider or service can be a good way to back up your data. But when is it a good idea for your company to use an online backup provider? What do you need to consider when choosing an online backup provider? And what are the main differences between the services that these vendors offer? Here to help me answer these questions is Curtis Preston, Executive Editor at TechTarget and Independent Backup Expert. Hi, Curtis, and thanks for being here today.
Anytime.
So, Curtis, when is it a good idea for a company to back up their data online?
Before they need to restore it. in terms of, you know, backing it up online versus local backup, I'd say, you know, the obvious question is, is if they're of an appropriate size for online backup, which is, unless the company has a seeding option, needs to be something in double digits of gigabytes, maybe triple digits of gigabytes, just realizing that first backup is going to take a really long time. if you're anything bigger than that, up to about a terabyte, there are some companies that offer a seeding option where they will ship you a drive that you back up to that drive, and then you ship them the drive, and that gets that first backup done. I know when I first experimented with doing online backup at home, it took me, I had about a couple hundred gigabytes, and it took me about 2 months to get my first backup. So, you know, just to give you an idea of what can happen if you're trying to back up too much data. And also, in terms of not just that first chunk of data, but then your daily change rate should be something that's appropriate for online backup. If you're creating, you know, tens of gigabytes of data per day, that's data that's going to need to be backed up every single day, and the bandwidth is simply not there to be able to do that because you're using the internet to get to these systems. So you're just not going to reliably send that kind of data up. So that's the first thing is if they're the right-sized company. If they're too big, then it's just not going to work, so don't even think about it. Mm-hmm. And then the question is, what type of company could benefit from it? And I'd say a company that doesn't have a dedicated backup staff, which when we talk about hundreds of gigabytes of data, that's probably going to be everyone. So if you're able to say yes to the first question, then you pretty easily can say yes to the second question, that you can you're not going to have a dedicated backup staff. So this is a way to just pay a monthly bill and have backup just magically happen. And if it doesn't happen for whatever reason, someone will contact you. And then, you know, you can have whoever it is that addresses IT issues take care of that problem.
Okay. Now, what key steps does a company need to take when choosing an online data backup provider?
Well, the obvious things of making sure that they support the platforms that you are backing up, make sure that the first big thing you need to do is establish your requirements. So not just platform support, but also how fast you want to back up, how fast you want to restore, how frequently you want to restore, how much data you're willing to lose, and that should create service level agreements for you. And some companies will and other companies will not agree to service level agreements. So you're going to look at that. Make sure if this is a company that we're talking about that we are talking a professional service. So, for example, there are a number of companies that have home-based services and professional services. So it'll be company name and company name pro generally is what, you know, just make sure that you're using the business side of their service because otherwise you're not going to get the same service. And then just do your homework and make sure you're checking out the financial viability of the firm because, you know, do your absolute best to verify that they are indeed doing the job that they're doing, look for customer references, all the same stuff that you do with anything else in IT.
Okay. And what are some common pitfalls or things to look out for when choosing a provider?
Well, you know, we used to say on the internet, nobody knows if you're a dog. Well, on the internet, nobody knows if you're, you know, one guy in a computer in a Linux box in rsync doing online backup for people. So make sure, just make sure you look into that, right? Make sure that you are doing business with a company that's going to be around and is going to, it doesn't do any good to pay, you know, insurance bills to a company that isn't going to be there when you wreck your car. So it's the same thing, right? It doesn't do any good to have backups that aren't going to work in times of disaster. So just make sure you look into that. And then another pitfall is that people don't test restores, right? So make sure that you test restores. Whatever it is that you're expecting from the restores, make sure you test them on a very regular basis, because it's the only way that you're going to know that this company is doing their job.
Okay. And can you explain some of the differences between the services that these vendors offer? For example, how do they differ in how they get data to you when you need to do a restore?
Right. So all of them have the basic service where you put a piece of software on the computers that you're talking about backing up, and then they back up to their servers on the other side of, you know, the internet. Some of them also offer a local server that you can back up so that you have, because remote backups are great for backup. They're not necessarily great for restore. So you have, you know, you've got a couple hundred gigabytes of data on the other side of the internet, and getting that data back could take quite a while. So make sure you have looked into their options there. So one of the first options is to have a local server, so you can back up to the local server and then replicate that server back to their central site. And then they have other options that are just used in times of restore, and they are more appropriate for somebody who's looking at a 48 to 72 hour RTO, because basically what they amount to is cutting a tape, cutting CDs or DVDs, and or restoring, actually, depending on the amount of data, restoring to a disk or a disk array, and then they ship that to you. That's because you have to ship it, and because shipping, you know, has cutoff times, depending on when you have the problem, you could have well over a 24-hour turnaround time, and then you have to start your restore. So just look into those options, and also they typically have extra costs associated with those options, because obviously they have different costs associated with the options for them, so they want to pass those costs on to you. Other areas where they differentiate themselves is the kind of reporting that they offer. You know, do they let you know when backups stop working? I know that all of them have some kind of notification. Just realize that the whole point here is that you're paying a monthly bill, so you don't have to worry about it. And if there is a problem, that they will then let you know, right? Hey, it's been a couple of days since your backups have ran, so you know, you might want to look into that, right? Also, it would be nice, I'm not sure if any of them offer this, but it would be nice if there was actually an escalation, so that, you know, if it's been one day or 2 days, that the emails go to, you know, Joe the backup guy. But if it's been a week, then the emails go to, you know, Jane the backup guy's boss, right? So that would be nice. I'm not sure if anybody's offering that yet, though.
Okay. And what about service level agreements? Do online backup providers offer these, and are they negotiable?
Some of them do, and absolutely everything is negotiable, right? Just realize that nothing is for free, right? So the more requirements, the more agreements that you place, and I think you should be looking into these agreements, the more agreements and requirements and, you know, that you place on the vendor, the more that that's going to cost them to provide that service to you. Therefore, the more it's going to cost them, it's going to cost you to pay for that service. So yes, some of them do that. Just realize nothing is for free.
Okay. Thanks for all those answers, Curtis.
No problem.
And for more information on online data backups, you can visit searchdatabackup.com.